Okay, so. Fuck. I had an intro.
This is our intro now.
It's only been a month, right?
This is our intro now. We have to start every official tripod with fuck.
That's how it works. That's literally how it works. Okay, yep. So, anyways. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tripod, the State of the Union episode. This is an episode with just myself, Wallace, and Kit. I almost forgot Kit's name for a second. That's okay.
That's me!
It is. And this is the episode where we talk about tripods and things that we see tripods doing in the future, the projects that we see ourselves doing, the projects we see ourselves working on in the future, and all that great, good community stuff. Discuss.
All that goodness.
All of it.
Rolled up in one broken package on the internet.
Yep, with some with some recordings of ourselves talking to each other that have background noise, probably.
Standard
tribals stuff.
All as the universe intended.
Yes.
Also, I appreciate the how dare. Yeah, thank you. Anyways, so I guess I'll start off with, I guess, talking about tripods for a little bit. And then we can each like have a go around about what it means to us or what we see it as, and we'll go from there. So, in short, Tripulse is a community built around music and gaming. And that is as simple as it gets.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
So,
you could simplify it even more by just saying it's based around music.
That's true, because, I mean, that is where we came from. We came from EDM District, and we've been around for 7-8 years now.
7-8?
Mostly stagnant, but never decaying.
Yeah. A little bit decay.
No, don't worry about that. Never happened.
just a little bit of decay.
Just a little bit.
If I don't acknowledge it, it's not real.
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's pretty, somebody else acknowledges it.
Yeah, but it isn't real to me. And that's what counts.
That is, okay. I don't have an answer to that.
Adrian.
Yes.
It's a little bit of decay with a little bit of attack.
That's not a joke you tell me. That's a joke you tell Kit.
You stop this right now.
Cease!
Oh, okay.
I can play this game too.
Right.
Hi.
Second eye.
I think we're done with them.
Now it's one all. I think I'm gonna never do that again.
we're good.
Okay, we're so, good. Anyways, I guess I'll start and say Tripulse is basically a community that I hang out in. I don't really do much anymore. I make the occasional logo and artwork, but recently I've been doing my own thing. Been doing visuals for several different artists in the scene, and I've just kind of been building my skills and enjoying my time with these guys and playing video games. And I hope to continue doing that for the next 10, 15, 30 years.
That's quite a long, long horizon.
30 years. We can only hope.
So this is the part where...
The part where Wallace says something.
This is the part... You want... How... I guess... How I... And... My role in it, I guess?
No, where you explain what Tripulse is to you.
Okay. Essentially, it's just kind of my... Tripulse is pretty much my main online friend group in which I happen to be an admin, or I guess a right now kind of a glorified moderator, which is fine. And it's kind of the people that I've known for years and continue to hang out with, because I enjoy this friend group that is that I've stuck with for a very long time. So yeah, that's kind of what it is to me.
Awesome. Kit?
For me, Tripulse is a lot of things, but mostly an idea. And I want to live up to that idea. It'll happen eventually, but for every time in between the beginning and the end, it's just the best place.
Repeat that sentence.
Fun fact about
every point in time that is between the beginning and the end of Tripulse.
Okay,
is the best time.
Fun fact about Kit: his procrastination skills are off the charts. I've never
actually met
anyone
who's matched my 2-year procrastination period. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Talking about someone who truly has no skill ceiling for procrastination, Mr. Kit.
Yeah, but apart from that,
and it's not like it's easy for us to prove that it's even bigger. Because that's 2 years that we'd have to procrastinate something. That's more than 2 years that we would have to procrastinate something. And we don't want to procrastinate any of the things that we're working on right now.
Yeah, that's also what Tripulse is to me. Tripulse is actually listed in a dictionary next to the word procrastination.
Yeah, it's got its logo right there.
Just the Tripulse logo right next to the word.
That little bump right there, that's the procrastination.
See, it looks like an asterisk, but if you look real closely, it's actually the Tripulse logo.
Yeah.
You look up Tripulse in the dictionary. See procrastination.
Yes. So that's what Tripulse is to us. That's what our explanation of Tripulse is. And I guess now's the point in time where we kind of move on to talk more or less about, you know, what we have planned for the now, what we hope to see and do in the future, how we plan on to do it on our own, and how we plan to do it as a group, team, and community. I guess I'll just follow the natural order of things and go in with myself first. I was going to say alphabetical order, but that would be wrong, because it would have to be myself, then Kit, then Wallace. And it was just myself and Wallace and Kit, which is like...
It's alphabetical according to Discord.
It's alphabetical according to Discord?
No, it's not.
And yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It has myself listed.
You're on the top.
Then Kit, then...
We're going from left to right, so you'd be you, Kit, then me.
Oh, okay, that's what you're looking at. See, that's not what I'm looking at.
But it's still...
That's not alphabetical. You're right.
It's not.
It's just in this order for some reason.
It's yeah, exactly.
But anyway, left to right is a good order. Let's go with that.
Yeah. It's the best way to go.
Anyways, so I guess what we have going on right now really isn't much. We've got a few different tripods going on. For those of you that don't know, the tripod is the Tripulse podcast, just shortened into one beautiful word that just happens to exist in real life. And what we do on the tripod podcast is that we talk about the happenings in music, happenings in gaming, and then the happenings in, of course, Tripulse itself. And usually those things kind of line up more or less with music and gaming. As for other things that are going on with Tripulse right now, we're trying to start up a blog where we can talk about gaming, as far as like new games coming out, our reviews on stuff that's come out, DLC expansions, our thoughts and angers with early access and survival and crafting.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yes, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, as Kit would have us believe. And that will be happening at a point in time that I am not free to discuss.
I will say soon.
Because I don't know.
There is no trademark at the end of that soon.
Oh, okay. Well, that soon is soon then. Let's hope the procrastination...
It's real soon. Actually, soon, for real. 2018. Confirmed.
2018. You realize that there's 5 months left, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's soon.
That's soon. December 31st.
December 31st, 11:59 p.m. I fulfilled the promise!
Half of the idea of having the blog come around was because we saw E3 happening, and we wanted to make a blog so that we could possibly get press passes to go to see things.
That was your idea.
It was my idea. But How
did that work out for you, Adrian?
Apparently it's still going, so, you know. I mean, at least it's not dead. Like Art Project.
All right.
Big oof. Anyways, no, Art Project isn't dead. It's just taking a nap. It's fine.
Taking a nap. Big sleep.
It was woke.
It was woke, but now it's sleep.
Art Project was woke as fuck, dude. It just didn't have time.
I find it hilarious that mine was the only season.
I still have your postcards in my car.
Bring them. Bring them.
I will.
I'm gonna. Should I just go around and hand people postcards?
Actually, well, okay.
Be like, caught my mixtape. I'll just put my SoundCloud link on the back of it, hand it to people, to random strangers.
Well, see, we can talk about this later, but I was actually going to get some, like, Tripulse kind of, like, business cards almost. They're just going to the Tripulse logo, and then on the back, they're going to have a QR code that they could scan and look us up on later. But we can talk about that later, because I'm not sure about that yet.
People are going to hate us at Basecamp.
No. It's not a bad idea.
No, I'm not going to like just hand them out willy-nilly. I'm going to be making friends with people. Be like, hey, you know, if you want to talk more, hang out more, check this out. And that's it. That's it'll be fine.
Hey, do you want to hang out? Here's my business card.
Yeah, no shit. You like those visuals up there? That was me. Check it out.
Business card. Look at me.
Anyways.
I have a business card.
Anyways, we're getting off topic. Not off topic. That's a different podcast. Anyways, so we have the tripod stuff going on. We have the eventual blog that will be coming out. And I think we're going to be trying to bring back other projects. I want to let the people who actually run them talk about it a little more. But I know that we want to bring stuff back like MVI, Paint a Picture. I think Kit was considering calling it something else that I don't actually remember the name of. And all that...
Canvas.
That's what it was.
Is MVI ever...
MVI is keeping its name.
MVI,
but
well...
Paint a Picture is becoming Canvas.
I thought MVI was dead.
Well...
Yeah, it is, but it's coming back.
It's always got the chance of coming back. And the thing is, like, I do want to contribute to MVI. I want to personally run like the off season. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Wallace, but previously when we were trying to do this with Cosmic or Cell, we were actually talking about doing this whole thing in the off season when we did bounties. And the whole idea of the bounty was like we picked one artist, we had them either make half a song or already had half a song or however it worked. And then everybody in the community was welcome to kind of more or less challenge them to one-up that song. And then the person at the end of the month was going to win points or just bragging rights, whatever else, through these bounties.
An iPad.
Maybe not an iPad.
Congratulations, you're a winner. Claim your free iPad now.
Yeah, and take them to like a spam site with four different... paid ad URLs.
Oh my god, it'd be so bad.
That would be fucking hilarious.
That's actually a really cool idea.
Yeah, and see, I would love to run...
I'm not sure if it'll actually come to fruition in that form, though.
We could tie that to the forum. We could tie that to the forum too.
Yeah, definitely.
Like in some way,
everything's going to be tied to the forum.
Or that's, have like some ability, like if we get big enough to where we can ever justify having merch, doing like merch. Well,
this actually brings me to one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Wells, you saw the shirt today.
Yeah.
Kit,
that's hilarious, dude.
Kit's already seen it
as well.
He knew about it before you did.
How come he knew about it before I did?
Because I'm a special boy.
Are you saying that I'm not a special boy?
I'm saying that it was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh. But because
don't worry, there's only two people that knew about it. That were not myself and Mute. And that is Kit and Waffle. The only reason Waffle knows is because I made a mistake and was trying to like get him to give up his spot on the character design list so I could slot you in. But then I realized I don't need an actual character sheet to just draw, to have you drawn. So I fucked that up.
Well done.
Yeah. Anyways.
So even Waffle knew before me.
Waffle knew before Kit too, if that makes you feel any better.
No, it doesn't.
Anyways, yeah. So anyways, I actually talked to Mute a little bit, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to set up a thing where he does artwork for us. Not frequently, but he is definitely the go-to person for commissions when it comes to stuff like MVI, where we could do either like the bounty idea I had, where we had the one person standing on top and then a bunch of different people underneath them, or in just whatever, stuff like that.
Can I just interject and say that I absolutely love that guy?
Yeah.
He's like really, really easy to work with.
Yeah.
And his art is so good.
Yeah, definitely.
So much worth.
Yeah,
to definitely. Commission him.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
Cannot sing praises enough about him. And hopefully eventually, you know, we can get him to join the community one day. You know, just check out what's going on. But I mean, as with all professional artists, it's a little hard to like kind of drag them into that stuff rather than organically bring artists who become fans of our content into this kind of stuff.
Even if we just freelanced him and paid him to do some stuff for us, I would be happy for that.
Bless.
That would be dope.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. And I mean, I plan to try to do one more with him this year, before the end of the year, so that we can create a kind of a what did you want to call it, Kit? Not a revival.
You mean for the Canvas project?
No.
Or for Tripulse as a whole?
Tripulse as a whole. It's pins.
I know what you mean, but I don't remember the word.
Uprise?
That's the one.
Uprise.
Uprising.
Yeah, well, so like I kind of wanted to commission him to do like an uprising kind of shirt design where it like had a bunch of us or a bunch of our character sheet characters like climbing a mountain or doing something that kind of like, you know, is coming back into the fold of things.
That's dope.
Very excellent.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. Got to get moved over to Arizona first and then get a job and then kind of get him to do some sketches before really anything else. And that will be super, super cool. I'm going to let you guys take your turns talking about, you know, future projects, how you would like to help with those things and all that great stuff while I take a drink of my Dr. Pepper.
Not sponsored.
No, not sponsored.
Maybe we'll get sponsored one day, though.
I did kind of throw that in there.
I just want to make a point. You've been kind of leading this show for a while with this project and things. You do a lot more than you think you do for Tripulse. and it's valued and appreciated. Okay. But also, I've got canvas that's going to happen. It's ready. I've had a piece of cover art and the plan to make it happen prepared for a while, which is part of why I want to get the blog launched real soon, because I want to launch those at the same time. Start getting community projects happening again. MVI will come back after Canvas, maybe, but probably simplified version.
Interesting. And see, MVI, to me, is a bigger thing than I think all of us kind of imagine it seeing. Because MVI, I mean, literally, it's an institute, so I feel like it should have all these tie-ins to what an institute is, or just something that makes it bigger than just one contest. And, I mean, that might be me overreaching a little bit, but I do definitely want to make those bounty things happen. And, I mean, they don't have to be part of MVI itself. We can just make it a new monthly event on Tripulse and whatever else. So, those are your projects, and you can run them however you'd like. I will help where I can.
I had one more point that I wanted to make, and I've been trying to remember it this whole time, but it isn't working.
Uh-oh. Mm. That's the dementia.
I've got the Alzheimer's, you guys.
It's happening. Kit. We're losing Kit by the day.
All the more reason for the blog.
All the more reason for the blog.
The blog is his diary.
Yes, hello, welcome to Tripulse, the daily diary of Kit's ramblings, so that he doesn't lose his mind.
Dear blog post.
Day 78. I can't remember why I named it Canvas.
Kit's blog.
No, that's actually my side project. KitDoesThings.com. Right. I don't know why that reminded me, but it reminded me of my third point, which is, I have a way to make the tripod actually real podcast and exist for real, and I would like to make that happen.
Amazing. Awesome.
It'll go on the blog.
Okay. Should start putting it on SoundCloud.
No.
SoundCloud is poopy.
And it'd make it sound like shit.
Okay. Well,
it'll go on YouTube. It'll be fine.
Find a way to upload it to, like, I don't know, like, any podcast.
I have a hosting service in mind.
You mean, like, iTunes podcasts?
Yes.
That's not a host, but it will be there.
Yes.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to have this on more official sounding sites and whatnot, and I do think that the podcast could help us really grow the community. And
yeah, that's the plan, because with the blog and the projects and the podcast, all of those things, once those happen, I want to start putting my nose to the grindstone, try and get Tripulse publicity somewhere.
Hey, pro tip, don't put your nose on a grindstone.
Oh yeah, it's dangerous. You're right. Thank you. I appreciate the advice.
Grind on the grindstone. Or have you been using your face the whole time?
Maybe that's why I can't smell anymore.
Kit doesn't have the autism. He has brain damage.
He has Dame Bramage?
Yes.
This is what I do.
Frame breeze.
This is what I do. I just make bad puns.
Yes, very, very bad puns.
Oh, you mentioned, Wallace, by the way, you mentioned about merch and justifying it. I was going to make a point about that, too, but I forgot, again, until now. This has been happening. This happens a lot lately. You'll know this.
If it makes you feel any better...
Kit is such a procrastinator that his memory procrastinates.
Kit, if it makes you feel any better, I thought that somebody took batteries for my vape today. And I got really mad, sent an angry text to my family, because people have been touching my stuff lately, and I went out and got a new pair of batteries and some juice as well. Came home, opened my mod, and saw the batteries that I thought were gone were in my mod.
Good
so
job.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm kind of there with you.
Yeah, this is why Tripulse needs to have its folding at home team back so we can fight Alzheimer's.
How do you become a Tripulse admin?
Get Alzheimer's.
That's, you know what? That's fairly accurate.
Adrian doesn't have Alzheimer's yet, so unfortunately he hasn't been promoted to admin, but he does a lot.
I have something.
Yeah, you don't need Alzheimer's to become a forum admin, so that's fine.
Yeah, but specifically Discord, you need Alzheimer's.
Did Copa have Alzheimer's? Copa had bad Alzheimer's, actually.
Copa is the model that we all follow.
He might have actually had Alzheimer's.
He was AFK so much, I wonder if he forgot about us. Just completely.
He was AFK so often, he was wondering why nobody would type to him.
A model role admin. A role model admin.
Oh, actually, no. He was AFK so often that we went through 3 changes in the Discord channels, like, name-wise, that he didn't even notice. Because we went from having admins and old blood to lemons and all that other shit, and then apparently at one point in time
the name color for admins changed about 3 times as well.
Yes, and Kit was a double admin at some point in time.
God bless Copa, dude. God bless Copa.
Yep.
You see, they say in the texts of legend that if you look at the sky, you will see Copa in the clouds smiling down at Tripulse headquarters. We just don't know where that is.
Just like our
so emotes. It's just somewhere. But it happens.
He's like looking super far to the south, and it's in the South Pole.
Once we get a Tripulse headquarters, he'll be there.
It's anti-Santa.
It's anti-Santa. So,
but anyway, the thing I was going to say about the merch, I want to make, and I will make, probably, merch-related prizes for winning competitions.
Nice.
Because
with Canvas, that as soon as this happens, there will be a t-shirt for the winners. And we'll have everybody's name on it.
If we're going to do merch stuff, would we also kind of follow suit with some of the other competitions that go on, specifically in EDM, where they also give away VSTs and all of that? Or would we try and stay strictly merch and other probably cheaper prizes?
I'd love to step up and give away VSTs as well, but the budget needs to allow.
Yeah, there's a certain level of what we can give away, what we can not give away. Especially
the bigger we get, the bigger the prizes will be.
Yeah, I mean, especially just considering budget. Like, a lot of this comes out of my pocket or Kit's pocket at the moment.
I do actually want to approach a couple companies and ask them if they'd be willing to work with me, but I can't pay, so I don't know if they will.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. And, I mean, again, once I'm settled into Arizona and I'll have, you know, steady income coming in again, I'd definitely be more happy to try and help bankroll some of this stuff going on and, you know, just see where it gets us. I definitely think that we should try to... I know it's kind of like a shady tactic, but grabbing VSTs and giving away, getting, you know, licenses for Fruity Loop Studio, what is it called?
FL Studio.
Fruit Loop Studio.
Part of your balanced EDM.
Kellogg's Fruit Loop Studio.
They need a bird mascot. That would be dope. Anyways, like, I would definitely...
Maybe a toucan.
I would definitely like to, you know, give away licenses and stuff to you know, the DAW of somebody's choice. You know, excluding stuff like Pro Tools, that's like $7,000 for the license or whatever. I think that
You mean the reasonable things.
Yeah, the you know, like what's a Bitwig, Ableton, FL Studio, whatever the one that you use now, Renoise.
Yeah, you know? I haven't been using Renoise as much lately, but I still have it. Yeah. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, just I'd like to give those away, and especially, actually, that's actually a really good idea is giving away these programs to people who win stuff like MBI, because then they can get a DAW that is the same as another person that participated in MBI, and then they can share project files for more of these kind of MBI style matches or collaborations and stuff like that, instead of having to rely on stems and whatnot.
Now you're seeing it.
Yeah, I would
from the real perspective.
I would definitely love to do that. I would definitely love to advertise these contests as such. You know, hey, win your DAW. Hey, win the VST. This, that. You know, and yeah, that way we can bring in people. And you know, of course, it's going to attract the wrong crowd a little bit, but 9 times out of 10, there's a few people in that crowd that, you know, are going to stick around, and one or two.
And
of them
we've got we've got a good moderation team.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, one or two of them might be a batch of cookies, and the other one might be a raw stock. You just don't know until you start doing these things. I think batch of cookies was the wrong user to mention. I don't know who I was thinking of.
Stuff's going to happen, though.
Yeah, stuff definitely will happen.
Plus, as Tripulse grows, the scope will grow with it.
Yes.
Because I still have always had this dream and ideal for Tripulse, and it'll happen eventually. But I want, as the size of the community grows and the tastes broaden, I want to expand Tripulse farther into all forms of creativity.
And see, that's what I've always viewed Tripulse as, is like, it's not just music and gaming to us, it's content creation. And whether that means you make music videos, or you make music,
or you draw pictures,
or you draw pictures, or you make documentaries, or you make animations, I think we should definitely kind of like appeal
support
to all
those
audiences. And I take a lot of inspiration for that from actually Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth does this amazing job, and you guys will hear me talk about this nonstop, whether you're a listener of Tripod or you're a listener to me and our regular calls, or if you just talk to me really person to person. I like Rooster Teeth a lot. They are Austin based. I am not an Austinite, but I've lived in Austin for a while. I've enjoyed being there, and I think it's a great city. I think we produce good content, and their story from starting the company off of RVB and building it into what it is now, I think is a very inspirational thing, and I view Tripulse as a small version of that, an early stage version of that, and definitely something we could become.
Yeah, I won't say I'm aiming that high, but I will say I'm aiming for the same path.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, a lot of their story is right place, right time. That's and truly that's the story of a lot of things as of right now, right place, right time. You know, you can only build so much on just steam and willpower.
Expanding to other forms of creativity is part of why I renamed Paint a Picture into Canvas and sort of restructured it. Mm-hmm. Because before, when I was running Paint a Picture before, in the olden times, I'd write a short story in a paragraph or two and tell people, make a song based on that. And then I'd make a sort of hodgepodge piece of cover art that would vaguely convey that. It's exactly the other way around now. What I'm doing now with Canvas is I'll approach artists and offer to commission them and give them full creative freedom based on a word or an idea, and use that as the basis of the album's theme.
Nice. And see, that's kind of, you know, following the same thing that I have done, the same thing that Gaxel, which I guess he's calling himself something else now, have done.
Like SAG?
I don't think anybody knows what he calls himself at this point, because he's just Ridley is in Smash Bros. Right now.
Yeah, but his actual username, if you tag him, is Slavic Totodile.
Yeah.
So. Yes. Yes, we heard it the first time. It was a bad joke. And you should feel bad.
No, you.
But, I mean, like, you know, he did that whole thing with 24, where he gave each artist a time slot, or he let them pick it, actually, the time slot for an hour in the life of a superhero, or a vigilante, or whatever, and they each told their own story, and I thought that was a really cool thing, and when I did the season for Art Project, I had it all written out, you know, each one had a different theme, it had a story that I didn't write right away, I kind of just, like, Wallace is the one who only one who really ended up making anything. Oh well, actually, Josh.
I'm pretty
made...
sure other people made their seasons,
Josh...
but I'm the only one that
or
got
at least
it.
Started.
Or, yes, at least started.
Josh, see, I had everybody's season written out. I had Kit's, I had Cosmic's, I had Wallace's, I had Josh's, I had Chaw's, all written out, ready to go. And then I had, of course, you know, guest artists for each one. Josh was going to be the guest artist on Yours, Wallace, and he wrote a song called Volatile Matter. And that was because there was little pictures of uranium in the picture I had commissioned for that. Similar thing, you know, like, I had an idea of it, and I gave Wallace the kind of theme for each song, and then he just kind of ran with it after that. And I would write the kind of story about it afterwards. So, I think we've all had similar ideas to that, and I think that is something that is going to become big when it comes to music soon, because we are kind of in this stage where popular music, rock music, it has been on its way out for a while. EDM is the next big thing or whatever, but we're on this kind of like precipice where it's going to start becoming less popular, because it's the same formula or whatever over and over again, and people are looking for more stories.
Industrial.
Yes. It sounds like it's churned out. And so these songs that tell stories, I think, are definitely going to start making bigger impacts sooner and sooner, and especially with, you know, Gaxel making this big move where he's no longer allowing EDM, and he's calling it terrible and just wants to make video game music.
Yeah, that's a very big move for Gaxel.
It is. It's huge. Because he just...
The best part is I'm pretty sure he can actually nail it.
Yes. Oh, because he's got a great set of artists. He's got Omni Boy and I think Viola and a few other people that I can't name off the top of my head. But, oh, Maxo. He's definitely got the group for it. And for those of you listening to the recording, welcome to the snore.
Adrian caught a Snorlax.
Yeah. Still playing that Pokemon Go.
Playing that Pokemon Go in 2018.
Creativity, though.
So, before we keep diving down the hole, Wallace, you know, thoughts on projects, how you would like to help, how, you know, anything that you might have wanted to do yourself?
My goals are a little bit less ambitious, I'd say. My focus has not been so much on actually getting the expansion or, like, actually expanding things, more as, well, kind of, but, more focused. My mind keeps going back to, like, infrastructure sort of thing. Because especially when we grow, we're gonna need, if we're successful and everything takes off, when we have an influx of people coming in, we're gonna need, you know, the staff to handle that. We're gonna need to, you know, have a lot of things kind of set into place to really be able to deal with that. And a lot of what I've been doing lately, I haven't really been contributing as much, I'd say, mainly because I'm really busy with work I'm trying to go back to school, planning for Basecamp, all of this stuff. But in my free time when I'm playing games, I've gotten a lot of experience with moderation and kind of running big groups like this through doing shoutcasting with Nexus, through playing Counter-Strike and joining a big community and managing people. So I've been kind of taking mental notes about how they do things and how they sort of stay afloat. So my focus is not so much about trying to expand, but how do we make sure that we're ready for when everything goes? And my goal is to kind of hopefully visit with the moderator team and make sure that everything is we're all kind of on the same page about how we handle situations, making sure that our moderator team is equipped and ready to handle that, as well as just kind of work on staffing. That's kind of been my point of view when it comes to that sort of thing. I'm not fully sure how I want to go about it, but as far as the moderation team, I want to make sure people are trained and trained properly. And a lot of that stuff is going to be kind of influenced and borrowed by some of the other communities that I've been in, making sure that, if for say we bring in a new moderator, making sure that an admin, talks to them, give kind of shows them the ropes and tells them how to do everything, because not everybody that we like to think is suited for moderator has any moderator experience. So that's kind of an example. I need to spend more time with how I want to visit that, but I am a little bit more focused on the infrastructure of things. I want to do like the merch stuff. I'd like to help out with that. I'm not sure how I can help out with that, and that's something that
Ideas are always good for stuff like that. I mean, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I need to talk to you guys more about that, because I feel like I haven't really gone out of my way to involve myself in the conversation when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I mean, I will say that you've been a little less active as of lately, which is fine. It's not, something to be ashamed of or anything like that. We all get busy with life. You recently got a job, you got your license, you've got base canning coming up, you've got stuff going on. I've got stuff going on too. I've got a full-time job. I'm moving right now. I'm planning this huge road trip.
It is a busy time.
It is a
It
busy
is a
time
busy
in our
time.
lives. Kit's got these medical issues going on, and everybody's busy with something constantly, all the time. And
I think the one thing to note to the people that are kind of listening to this and are, thinking how long are like the ideas that we want to implement gonna take effect? How long are the changes gonna be made? And all I can say is that it's going to we're working on it, but it's going to take a little bit because, as you guys can probably already tell, we've definitely got a lot going on in our lives, and it takes a lot of work to get something like this off the ground.
I mean,
Something as big
I'm
as
gonna go with the CD Projekt Red approach. It's ready when it's ready.
Yes,
Yep.
that's the
Yep.
only way to do things. And at some point in time, we do have to say, okay, fuck it, let's just do something. Because, I mean, at some point in time, just planning is planning, and that's all it will ever will be. You eventually just gotta sit down and you know, do something. And that's kind of what tripod is, you know, it's kind of just to keep us, keep a little bit of member attention, keep a little bit of, you know, momentum going. Tripod's real easy for that kind of stuff.
Keep up the engagement.
Yes.
I think for me, as far as the one thing that I would like to kind of bring back for as kind of, I guess, part of my contribution to community expansion is I'd like to bring back game nights and have that be a regular thing. I have no idea how I'm going to accomplish that, but I know that I want to. So,
I know Vex has already taken a step to that because he pushed me over the cliff, yep. Made me start a Minecraft server.
Minecraft, yes, and I'm actually excited for that. I'll definitely be down to play some Minecraft. I really just crave playing a multiplayer survival crafting game.
I got you with the Minecraft server because I used to have a Minecraft server. It's not like I'd ever like came off the ground, but I was trying to build like a bucket server with like plugins and shit and everything.
I used to do that too, my friend.
I will help you with that all the fucking way. Throwback.
I'm really
excellent.
I will be really excited for stuff like that. My thing is, I think we should just get rid of the name Game Night altogether, and I think we should just call it Tripulse Hangout or a Tripulse Game and Chill or something that doesn't it's not like forcing the
Tripulse Peoples does the video games.
What the fuck did you just say?
I like that name. I like that name. We need a rebrand though, is what you're
saying.
What
the fuck did you say?
Tripulse People does the video games.
No. Wallace over there.
I said we need a rebrand
with the game. Before that.
I got you with that shit. I don't remember what I said.
You
roll back, check the recording.
You were trying to make a pun.
I don't remember the
You
pun.
Were trying to make a pun. I'm gonna go back on the recording and find this
oh,
later.
Oh no. It slipped under my radar, I'm ashamed.
Well, no, you interrupted it, so I don't know if he finished the word or not. Or did you...
Alzheimer's.
No.
Alzheimer's is kicking in.
It's super hard.
It's kicking
apparently.
In. But it's super hard, dude.
I definitely think... I think Game Night just needs... I hate calling it, but yeah, it does need a rebrand. It's because it shouldn't just be like, oh, we're going to play this game, and then, you know, like, half the server doesn't show up because they don't want to be, you know, left out of the game. It's not really... Some games are hard to kind of be... Not
doesn't hard. Really need to have a specific name as one event.
Yeah, I mean,
especially
like,
because we have that calendar in Discord that nobody uses.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing. We gotta work on our
organization,
our bots. I know we have the Trello thing, but Trello is just it, until we kind of start doing these projects, it's kind of just there.
I was gonna start making some notes on that today, actually.
Nice.
But the calendar is the big one.
Yeah, we definitely gotta learn to use it. But, I mean, my thing is, like, yeah, like, game night, like, we're gonna have it. It's gonna be unavoidable at some point in time. We're gonna have to, you know, have specific game nights. You know, like, Monster Prom. I actually want to do Monster Prom tonight, by the way, if you guys can.
I'm available. I'm down.
And we can probably get Waffle and Danny if Kit doesn't want to play or can't play.
I don't think Monster Prom uses... much graphics power, so I'll probably be fine.
Okay, well, we can get one of the others in, then that'll be cool. But, yeah, like, I mean, like, Monster Prom's gonna be unavoidable. Like, it's only a 4-player game, you know, and it's very story-driven, very, you know, you gotta read stuff going on.
What's that character that we both got rejected by, Adrian?
Polly the Poltergeist.
No, I got Polly, the one that we got rejected by.
The mermaid girl. I don't remember her name. She's a bitch.
Avoiding her at all costs.
She's kind of hard to get.
I gave her everything, and she shut me down.
Yep. But yeah.
But
like,
also,
I mean,
Scott, motherfucking Scott.
Scott is a fucking good boy.
Too pure.
Scott is a good
boy. Too pure, man. Scott is a good boy.
But yeah, like, I mean, it's just, you know, games like Monster Prom, games like, Amorous, are just, they're hard to not be involved in, you know, as opposed to, you know,
Lord.
You can play Minecraft and have a conversation going on the side, you know,
I don't think anybody wants to get involved in Amorous.
I mean, I was living a good life until now, when I remembered we played Amorous.
Aside from Josh,
Josh wanted to get involved.
He wanted to get into that Rainamon cosplayer's pants.
I don't think Josh will ever.
Josh is the furry in the most denial in the world. Put him in the Guinness World Records book.
I don't think it's denial. I think it's just. He doesn't know.
No, it's aggressive denial.
It is aggressive denial. I'm telling you.
He's in furry dementia.
Future Adrian.
Already snapped. It's fine.
There you go. I did it again. For good measure.
For good measure.
Oh my god. Anyways, yeah, that was something else. You know, like, yeah, I definitely think game nights need a
bit of a restructure.
Yeah, just. I think people need to understand that game night is just us hanging out. Like, yeah, games like Deceit, games like fucking Minecraft and all that are good for, you know, just hanging out, talking to each other, having a good time. So. Anything else, Walls? You can stop now.
Forbidden. Impeach Wallace.
Speaking of impeach Wallace, God. I want impeach Wallace shirts.
I support this. I will allow that.
Maybe not shirts. Maybe like pins.
Bumper stickers.
Fucking decals. That would be amazing. Yeah.
We should. You know what? Since Monster Cat did a partnership with Rocket League, maybe we can do a Tripulse Rocket League partnership.
You know, that's another thing decals. That I thought about. I mean,
in-game.
That would be fucking incredible if we could do that. That's a long game.
I mean, hey, we get any kind of presents, all we have to do is ask.
That's true. Yeah. They have, like, everything in fucking Rocket League. Rick and Morty and all the Rooster Teeth shit.
You know what is really frustrating as a community member? Is that... They'll collab and
wait,
like
as a community member of Tripulse Rocket League. Okay,
Rocket League. As someone who's been in the scene and follows the scene somewhat close-ish, or at least used to, is that they'll throw in items and stuff from people outside of the community or just like, you know, people that play their game once and then never. Played again, mm-hmm. But nothing from the pros or the orgs that are sponsoring teams playing their game. Like, there are no like G2 or Cloud9 decals or anything, or you know, like any sort of like in-game promotional things for teams or the players that make their game popular, like Chronovia or anything. But the motherfucking Rick and Morty or Shitty Watercolor is in there. Or like Gassy Mexican, who played the game a little bit and then doesn't play the game anymore. And it's
those hashtag influencers. So
we could literally
become big, collab with Rocket League, ask for them to put our stuff in the game, and then never talk about Rocket League ever again. And it would be in the game forever.
Just pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Just pretend it doesn't exist.
And it's free real estate at that point.
I immediately looked at Kit's profile picture.
It's free real estate.
God damn it.
No, yeah, I agree. We could definitely get them in on it.
It would be so bad, but...
Targets to aim for.
Influence Rocket League.
Influence any video game for that matter. It would be the coolest thing.
Can we just sponsor an esports team?
I would.
Oh, God.
We could
do
that.
No, that'd be so expensive, though, dude. You gotta pay them enough to live
on. Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I say I would. Not I could.
Mr. Moneybags over here.
Yeah, Wallace, you do it. You sponsor the esports team. Take one for the team.
Take one for the esports team?
For both teams.
Oh my gosh.
Declare bankruptcy for the sake of Tripulse.
Yes.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be living with my parents for the rest of my life. Fantastic.
Don't worry, dude. Buy a van. Get a memory, get some memory foam. Fold it up.
Bro, you think I got enough money for a van?
Dude, you can find a cheap van for like $300 on Craigslist.
Epi just bought a FedEx tour bus for like $2,000.
That's true, too.
Epi bought a tour bus for $2,000?
Yeah. Well, it was like 20,000 knock, but yeah.
What the hell? What the hell?
Your world has been flipped, turned upside down.
Now think about it. Now think about this.
I feel like Epi have a spending problem.
Epi's also bought multiple instruments and mixers and plugins and pieces of furniture.
I'm convinced.
And you know what? Actually, Epi is the one who should sponsor the esports team. Like,
I don't understand how he makes so much money. Even with all the overtime.
Epi is our resident deadmau5 with all that fucking hardware, dude.
That's a
good... I'm convinced he's trying to build a studio like deadmau5.
All he needs to do is make his Twitter feed interesting.
You mean he needs to attack
people? Does he even have a Twitter feed?
Yeah.
It's not
interesting. That's the only thing he's lacking.
Just attack people.
Yeah, he should just attack deadmau5. Bam. Instant fame.
That's true.
Attack deadmau5 to become deadmau5.
Anyway.
Dead cord.
Back to reality.
Oh no,
it's empty.
God damn it. Adrian, shut up.
Anyways.
My job.
And just like that, we got copyright struck.
Uh-oh, demonetized.
Whoopsie-daisy.
But, yeah, so those are some of the things that we have planned. I want to add a couple things onto the end of this. First of all, Tripulse House.
Oh, man, I'm putting that in a tripod?
Yes, we're going to put this in a tripod, because regardless of... You know, Tripulse in general, I want to become a homeowner. I think that is a step in my personal life that I'd like to take. And so, I've made a promise to myself that within the next 6 years, I'm 24 right now, in 6 years I'll be 30. Within the next 6 years, I want to be able to put a down payment on a house. You know, get a mortgage and then, you know, pay it off in 30-ish years, hopefully sooner. And at this house, we will transform it into this place where creatives from our community can come and live, and of course pay rent, but cheap rent, and have their freedom, have the community, and you know the good vibrations of you know supportive members, you know, to help them make their content. And
the Tripulse headquarters and sanctuary.
Yes, and eventually, you know, this is going to happen. In this podcast, as of right now, I promise to do this thing. However, at my current rate of which I make money, at my savings and everything, it will take me a while to do this, to gather the capital to get enough for a mortgage that's not going to break my back, for a house that may or may not be huge, because you know, there are houses that go for $370,000 that are six bedrooms, and there are houses that go for $320,000. Thank you.
You got that, man.
That are four bedrooms, and it just, you know, this is the price range I'm looking at. I'm looking
at many variables.
Yeah, there are a lot of variables, you know. keep in mind the number of bedrooms, and then you can add one more because I will live in the living room, and, you know, all the tenants can have their own room. If we get a big enough house, I will live in the master bedroom. Everybody else can have their own room. And we can have bunk rooms instead, and then have a studio in a different room. We can do all sorts of different things. That'll be super cool. But I do want everybody to remember that it is going to take me time to save up the money. 2020 is the absolute earliest, and we're talking like end of 2020, that I would be able to even look at getting a house.
I'd be kind of blown away if you actually managed it in the shortest possible amount of time.
Well, here's the thing, is that there are a few different routes I could take. I could take the long route, where I save up a lot of money, get a good down payment going, have enough money to survive for a couple months while people get their situation into moving to the house, or getting roommates from the local area into that house. And that would be the big house. That would be, you know, a place where we can all grow, and it would be a definitive headquarters. Or I could save a smaller amount of money, get a smaller house in a different area of the world, such as Phoenix, where I will be moving soon. And we just start there, and we work our way up. Okay, we have the house.
Where do you want to get a house, ideally?
So, you haven't been in these conversations. Kit and I discovered that Utah has 10 gigabit connections in certain cities. We also discovered that they have very, very nice houses. Very big houses. Very big yards. Very big parking lot. Parking garages. Parking areas. With, like, RV setups and everything. So imagine a house with 6 bedrooms. And then it has a living room. And it has a family room. And it has a basement that is ready to be furnished. And it has an RV setup. That is 6 bedrooms. 1 studio. A bedroom that you could transform out of the family room. A bedroom that you can transform out of the basement. And somebody else that could live in the RV. That's 9 people that can live in that house. Which would be incredibly low rent and utilities.
Damn.
And so, but the problem is that that's a lot of money to save up. However, if I was to save up less money and get maybe a 3-bedroom in Phoenix, the first person to move in would, of course, be Zach. I think Zach needs attention. I think he needs some care. And
he needs a new environment.
Yes, he needs a place where he has support. Unfortunately, Zach probably won't be able to pay rent, which would mean I would pay his portion, which, you know, I can live with for a little while. Eventually, he'd be better. Eventually, he'd be able to do his own thing, get his own job. Then we could have somebody else live there. Now, that could just be a random guy from Phoenix. You know, it could be Nikto. Nikto wants to buy his own house, though, so we don't know anything about that. Or it could be another community member. Phoenix does have fiber, surprisingly. It has 1 gigabit connections in some places. And finding a house that has connections or has the ability to get that connection will be a little bit difficult, but I'm sure I could figure it out. And then from there, we can build a community. We can have people live there, and we can pay that off. And then in the amount of time it takes for me to get that small house to the time it takes to pay off might be similar to the time that it would take me to get the big house. And if that is true, that means that by the time that house is paid off, we could either sell it or we could look into moving into a different house and having 2 different triples houses. There's a lot of variables to this, and I definitely will keep you guys updated on it. But as of right now, I promise you, there's going to be a triples house within the next 6 years.
The hero that triples didn't know it needed.
So.
Until now.
The hero we don't deserve, but the hero we need.
So, that is the secret project that is listed on the squad pinned list that says IRL next to it. The other secret project is not ready to be talked about yet, so it won't be talked about.
Pepperoni secret.
It's very secret. But, that is the plan as of right now. Any possible way that Tripulse can maybe make money in the future, whether it's through the sales of merch, whether it's through the sales of music, whether it's through some sponsored ads, through either the blog or the podcast, if it's by making gaming content on YouTube, on Twitch, whatever. Again, this is not my community. This is our community. Kit and Copa are our founders. Wallace is a core member. I am a core member. We have several other people who are core members, such as Josh and Danny, Juan Tola, for instance. We have more people that we're bringing on to staff right now. And it is not my say where any money that Tripulse makes goes. But if it's possible, I would love for it to go into a savings account of some sort. Something that everybody knows of and can see. Not just like, you know, a private saving account under my name or under Kit's name or whatever. Something that people can see and keep track of, you know, to know where we stand on the Tripulse house. If that can happen, I would very much appreciate that, because that brings us miles closer to that goal than what it is just on my own. But regardless, I will be doing this on my own. I will be looking into it, and we're going to get it done.
And I will say about income from Tripulse that the plan is, always has been, and always will be, that the forum and the blog will always be ad-free.
Yes.
Sponsored placements, maybe. But no ad boxes, ever.
Yeah. Well, I was talking more
about, all the income we make is going to come through the things that we do.
Yes.
As a community.
And like I said, you know, the blog, not really placing an ad so much as, you know, a company approaching us and saying, hey, would you review this product? Not, hey, will you give this product a good rating? We will always, always, always give a fair review to products that are sent to us. We will always give, you know, our utmost
honest opinion.
And our opinions vary. My opinions vary from Kit.
I will not say that we'll give unbiased reviews, but we'll give honest reviews.
Yes. I mean, and, you know, not to say, you know, some of my favorite companies don't make stuff that you guys like. For example, I love Soul Republic for headphones. And some of you guys don't love them. Some of you just admit that they're a consumer item versus a studio item, which makes sense. And so forth, so on and so forth for stuff like that. But I would definitely be okay with stuff like that. Now, donations is something that's kind of hard to manage. Again, this goes back to the whole thing of, you know, we need to have a way of people being responsible for this money that comes in. You know, that way, you know, there's transparency to this. Not that it's just going into somebody's pocket. Not to say that.
I aim for as much transparency as possible.
Yeah, and that's not to say, you know, like, Kit's an untrustworthy person or I'm an untrustworthy person. It's just people have a right to know where this money goes, and we need to figure out a way to show that. Whether it's through, like, a Patreon or a fucking, I don't know, some kind of PayPal, like, screenshot every month or whatever. People need to know. And we can figure that out at another point in time.
That is a thing that I will put thought into.
It may just have to fall to trust on people, and maybe it fills up a bank account and all that.
It'll require trust either way.
Yeah, you can't just trust every screenshot you see on the internet. You guys know how good I am at Photoshop. You know, I can send you a screenshot of my bank account with $1 million in it, and it'd be totally untrue.
You could Photoshop a person looking at your bank account with $1 million in it.
I could Photoshop myself inside my bank account with $1 million in it.
inside of a bank vault.
Yes. You know, and I could make it look real. but that doesn't mean that it is real. And yes, there's going to be a level of trust that people have to put into it, that they have to believe in the project. And to that,
we're not going to try and force anyone into anything.
Yes.
Yes.
So I do believe that I should put a substantial amount of my own money into this house. And if, you know, somebody doesn't agree with this idea, if somebody says, I think Adrian should prove it to us that he wants to do this for us, he needs to do it with his own money, so be it. I'll go with the short-term plan and get the 3-bedroom in Arizona or wherever. And we'll work with it from there. But this is going to happen. Tripulse House is going to happen regardless. Money in Tripulse is going to happen eventually. We're going to figure out ways to do this. You know, through our blog, through the forum itself, you know, through content that we create. It's going to happen eventually. And we're going to have to know, you know, where does it go? What does it go to? You know, how do we use it? And what do we use it for? And, of course, the first answer to that is these giveaways. You know, we want to do MVI and Canvas and all these other things. I want to bring Seasons back eventually. And
the priority of Tripulse is the creators of Tripulse.
Yes. And that's the number one thing. And honestly, one of the things I was thinking about is sponsoring an artist every month, every other week, whatever. Depending on how big we are and how much money we're making. You know, sponsor them to create an album or an EP. And it doesn't need to be anything fancy. It can be 2 songs on an EP. And then a remix by somebody. And we give them, you know, $100, $200. Depending on, you know, how much work we feel like they put in. How much work, you know, it seems like. And all these factors that can come into it, you know, and we give them that money and say, hey, create this thing, release it through Tripulse / Serious Running Scandal / Art Project, you know, whatever.
Serious Running Scandal?
Shut up.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Shh, see Pepperoni's secret that everybody knows about already, but it's fine.
You know, like that, and we can equivalent that to sponsoring an esports team. We sponsor an professional music
team. That's the end game here. We're gonna sponsor an esports team.
You know, I mean,
that's a promise.
You know, eventually, you know, stuff like that. You know, I think we'll bring people in.
We're gonna We're gonna hire Faker to win us the LCS. Single-handedly,
Faker's so good, dude.
I don't know anything about a league other than Faker's really good and everybody likes Sneaky. So we need Sneaky on the team for just to help us get big with all of his cosplays.
Be the face.
To be the face. We got Sneaky as the face with all of his female cosplays. And Faker is the brawn and with just annihilating everybody. And that'll be Tripulse. Tripulse Faker.
And, you know, I'm definitely down for having professional teams or even building our own professional teams out of, you know, our members. I think that would be a cool thing to do.
But the prime directive of Tripulse is to give people a reason to be with Tripulse.
Yes. And creating content.
Preferably an enjoyable reason.
Yes. And
I used the word sanctuary before. That's a good word. Tripulse should be a sanctuary for the people who are part of it.
Yes, we do pride ourselves on the positivity that we can bring to each other and to new members. And toxicity is always going to be a thing. And we're, you know, I'm an asshole. Who else is an asshole?
Yeah, it's not a safe space, but Josh, it's a sanctuary. Is an asshole,
but I mean, we're people too, you know? Like,
I'm sorry, but when we locked Phil out of the safe space...
You stop that. Cease this activity.
I'm sorry.
But, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, we're people, and, you know, we want to build a community for other people. And we're always going to be positive about other people's projects. But we're people, and we have opinions, and sometimes we're a little bit of an asshole. Sometimes you read our comments wrong. Sometimes we're not trying to be passive-aggressive. when we say something. Sometimes.
Sometimes someone might have heard me say the priority is the creators and think that I mean me. When I mean you. Yeah, collectively.
I think one of the greatest things about Tripulse to me personally is just kind of how I want to say tight-knit, not in a super exclusive manner, but just kind of how gateway. Like that is not how I meant at all. I mean more as like, you know, this kind of started out as people. It started out for me looking up how to get the EDM District logo, and now I have really good friends that I still talk to after years of hanging out with and just being ambitious. Really, really fucking ambitious. And that's important. That's important to me to have kind of a really grassroots kind of start, but also one that really kind of, you know, is inclusive of and doesn't shy away from moving forward in the future, because, you know, that's what I see sometimes and what it kind of feels like sometimes when you join a new community is, you know, everybody that's here has been here for a long time, and it feels very strange to try and incorporate yourself into that community at first. And, you know,
that's an obstacle.
It's not always perfect, you know, even here, but I like to hope that we do a fairly good job, and I hope that we can continue to do stuff like that and really grow into a community that's inclusive, because I think that's one of our strengths.
Yep, definitely. So,
the prime directive.
Prime directive. Exactly.
Okay, so fuck it. Two more things. Cooking with Tripulse. Wallace,
it's gotta happen.
If your parents are okay with it, I'd like to cook y'all a meal and record said cooking.
I'm sure they'll be okay with it. My mom doesn't like cooking, okay. And I'm sure they would be okay with it. They'll probably offer to cook for you, unless they assume that we're gonna go out for food or whatever. But
well, I mean, we're not going to be at your house too much, I don't think.
Right.
You know, with it us in Seattle one day, and then me, I don't know when I'm going to be there on that first day, dude.
We'll play it all by ear. I'm going to DM you after this about stuff. But I'm sure they'll be okay with it, and I would be okay with having the first Cooking with Tripulse here. That'd be awesome.
I'm gonna do a cooking Tripulse there, and then we've got an Airbnb in Thornville that has a very nice kitchen, and filming. Yes, it has a very nice kitchen. We're gonna be filming one or two, maybe even three, depending on time. Cooking with Tripulse out there. At least one of them is gonna have Josh in it, and then the other ones will have Zach in it, and that'll be cool. And then from there, we'll see.
All right.
If that's not an example of how far I want to expand into creativity, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no kidding. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't originally going to talk about cooking with Tripulse because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it, but
I'm glad you did.
Talking with you guys, I definitely feel like, you know, we got to start making stuff, and
I'm going to do my part.
I've got to do my part. I've got to stop procrastinating and get on this stuff. And so,
we will all find ways to hopefully do our part during our very, very, very busy lives.
Yes. And, I mean, that's not to say, you know, like, in the middle of me saving up money, I'm not gonna take time off to try and do these things. I'm definitely gonna try and do that. I think Airbnb is actually a really solid way for me to do this, because I don't feel comfortable, you know, filming in my own kitchen, and if I'm roommating with other people, I don't want to be bothering them. But if I can rent out a place, you know, for a weekend and just film a bunch of Cooking with Tripulse videos, I think I'm gonna start trying to do that, you know,
just
and
bother the host of the Airbnb.
Well, I mean, there's a few places that like let you rent out the entire home, oh, so you okay. won't see anybody, so that's cool. So nice. Yeah, Cooking with Tripulse is first one will be filmed when I'm in Washington. The next couple will be filmed while I am in Ohio, with the possibility of one, maybe two, being filmed in either San Francisco, when I'm in San Francisco, and of course Phoenix, when I'm moved in. You know, I could visit Zach or Nikto, and you know, we could have some time to cook like that. And I think it'll be a really cool and neat and fun kind of thing to have on Tripulse. That's just, you know, something to watch. Oh,
yeah.
The other thing that I need to talk about that I haven't really talked about yet. Finding the pulse. So I've been kind of waiting for Kit to get the blog running for this, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it right now. So
soon,
I have several scripts written out, and what Finding the Pulse is going to be a series of blog posts and videos where I talk about different topics, such as determination, failure, you know, working full-time, you know, creativity, just stuff that I think people in our community can relate to, and that I can kind of shed some light on, or, you know, bring you to a new perspective on, you know, help you move past, you know, whatever creative block you have. I've got scripts written out for that, but that's just the first part of Finding the Pulse. The second part of Finding the Pulse is a documentary. And I've talked about this a little bit before. This move, this trip, everything about this year has been a big step forward for me. I'm kind of coming into learning who I am as a person a lot more this year. I believe that this trip and moving on my own into an area of the world that I don't really know very well is going to help me learn a little bit about myself. And I wanted to record some of that, you know, some of my, you know, wonder and excitement of visiting these new places, of, you know, eating at these places that I've heard about on TV and on the internet in San Francisco and Seattle and Arizona and Columbus, of course, and all these other places. And at the end of the documentary, you know, there's either going to be a moral or there's not. And I think that's the beauty of a documentary, is it tells a story and it either has ending or it has a cliffhanger that you get to see later on.
Nice.
And I believe
I am looking forward to it.
I believe that is more content, more like out there content that Tripulse could definitely use and have. And as a further push on that, I need music, and I want to use music from our community members in the documentary, not the blog post style ones. Those are going to be mostly just voiceover and some stage effect sounds, some foily. But I want to use music from our members. Some of it's not going to work. Some of it's going to work pretty well, depending on the parts that I get sent. And just to kind of, like, you know, bring the togetherness of what the documentary is supposed to be.
Some people would probably be happy to make new things for you for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't counting on it. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah, but I'm saying they probably would.
Yeah. What about you, Kit?
Maybe won't, but probably would.
What about Procrastination King?
I'm not saying me. I'm not making you music. What are you talking about?
I don't know. kind of owe me. Computer parts, software.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Kate won't even finish the collab that we're working on.
That's still going on?
I'm waiting. I sent him the stems.
Jesus. I have them.
I sent him like
actually
a month ago.
Are they on Backblaze? Backblaze.
He probably has the download link somewhere, and he just hasn't. He just hasn't opened it yet.
The file you're looking for is unavailable.
Like we're trying to get that admin collab going, power moves only, but Kit just kind of isn't.
Hey, come on. My computer though. I'm going to use that excuse for as long as it works.
Is it working now?
Well, I mean, I'm on it. But if I try and put any load on it, it stops working.
No excuses.
Oh my god. Why did you make that computer so difficult? Why couldn't you just have a simple...
That's what I hate the most about it. It was not supposed to be this difficult. But it's an anomaly. This has never happened before.
Why don't you just not do ITX builds? Just don't do ITX. That's all you have to not do.
Yeah. Next on the list.
Jesus.
Stop. But this is what I have now.
God damn.
Anyways. I think we're coming to the end of this meeting. Is there anything else anybody has to say?
I have a closing point.
Okay, before you say a closing point, because that sounds like, you know, a goodbye. On the pinned messages in the squad chat, I have listed here, Adrian Projects, Finding the Pulse, check, Tripod, check, Movie Night, we're not discussing it, Secret Thing 1, that's Tripod's house, check, Let's Play Monster Prom and Stardew Valley. Those are happening soon. We're going to play Monster Prom tonight, actually, and that will be the first official one. Don't know when it's going to come out, but that'll be cool. Let's Play Stardew Valley will start sometime this month, since multiplayer has had an official... Official? An official release on PC. And then Secret Thing number 2, which is Cooking with Tripulse, of course, is happening. Now, under Kids Projects, logo redesign is done. The blog is soon without the TM. Relaunching Paint a Picture as Canvas is going. Uprising the forum and MVI, we've talked about it. Gage promotes and welcome new nominee squad members. That is a bit too wordy. I should have not written it like that.
Yeah, good job. I've been talking with them, and they're all up for it.
Okay.
That's happening soon as well.
Without the TM?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sooner than blog, for that matter. Like, soon with an actually capitalized S and no TM. That's how soon.
Okay. Great. Awesome. I cannot wait to have more people on squad, so we can kind of get this community thing going, more or less. Wallace, anything to add?
Only that I fucking love you guys. Basically, I love this community. That's all I gotta say. Like,
can't say I this love is, you, but
I mean,
I don't hate you.
I
welcome to Tripulse, where we probably don't hate you.
I mean, yeah, I like this community.
Loving is for hippies.
You know what? I'm gonna own it. I'm owning it.
Good.
Fuck you guys. Good. I love you.
Good.
You hippie.
Whether you like it or not.
So, impeach Wallace, and Wallace is a hippie. Merch 2019.
If you tell me to get a job, I'm gonna be upset.
Get a real creative job, you hippie.
God damn it.
Alright, Kit. Closing point.
Being a hippie kind of ties in with my closing point unintentionally.
Sad. Welcome to the snore.
So I was gonna say, sometimes I think of Tripulse like a guild in an MMO. The kind of stereotypical MMO that you see in the animes and the mangos. And usually the guildmaster is this big powerful DPS or tank or something. I ain't no DPS or tank. I am a healer. But I support. My point is gone. The Alzheimer's is back.
In the middle of this.
It's really bad.
He was saying the words and it just went. It's
perfect. That's Tripul summed up. There you go. I'm a healer and I need healing.
Right. You can't write this shit. You can't end it any other way. You can't write this shit, dude.
I have a closing statement as well.
I'm also a Genji main. I really need healing.
Hanzo main here.
I just want to say, everybody that listens to Tripod, thank you for listening to Tripod and keeping Tripulse alive content-wise. Thank you guys for sticking around. We've got a lot coming. And this ad brought to you by Casper Mattress helps my dad sleep
MeUndies
real good, and Dr. that's Pepper. Why he's snoring in the background. JK, JK, JK.
Oh yeah, I remember the point.
Go for it.
the point is doesn't.
Did you lose it again?
There it went again. No, it's back. The point is, the guild exists, and it will not go anywhere. And it exists to support.
What it means is that we're here for you. We support you. And we want to see
every
one of us grow into all that we can be. And as well as to put it, we love you guys. And we definitely want to see more of you. And we definitely want to do more for you.
Tripulse is all about its people and what they do, not about the brand.
Tripulse
or tots.
Back up your brothers and sisters. It's what you do for family.
Yeah, back them up on Backblaze.
Tripulse for your truthers and sisters.
Truthers and bristers.
All right, thank you, everybody, and goodbye.